This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. This afternoon, there is groundbreaking news from the industrial giant General Electric, literally. Today, at the site along Four Point Channel in Boston, some state, city, and company officials scooped shovels of sand in a ceremony to mark the start of construction on GE's new corporate headquarters. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has more on the company's move to Boston.
About 2 years ago, senior GE officials, unhappy with Connecticut's corporate tax policies, met to decide whether to stay in suburban Fairfield or go. After a few months, they arrived at an answer.
We all decided to go, and we came to Boston.
At today's groundbreaking, where GE will construct a three-building campus it has dubbed Innovation Point, Vice President Anne Klee listed the reasons the 11th largest company on the Fortune 500 chose Boston as its world headquarters.
It was the obvious choice. Boston offered so much: a great innovation ecosystem, a huge talent pool, great leadership, wonderful quality of life, great airport. It was the perfect choice for GE.
State, city, and company officials worked to bring GE to Boston under the code name Project Plum. The deal sweetened with $145 million in government grants and tax incentives. GE has announced a $50 million philanthropic fund, half going to Boston public schools and some funding to address the city's opioid crisis. But as GE CEO and chairman Jeff Immelt spoke at the groundbreaking ceremony about Boston's future, a handful of demonstrators were on hand chanting in protest of the financial package designed to lure the company to Boston.
I really believe that this town is going to be one of the most important cities in the world, and that GE can be part of that renaissance.
GE is one of the original 12 companies listed on the Dow Jones Industrial Average over a century ago. It's coming to Boston to transform itself into, quote, a new era digital industrial powerhouse, focusing on healthcare and its Predix software, which it calls the world's first industrial internet platform. The company has 250,000 employees around the globe. 800 will work at the world headquarters at the Innovation Point campus in Boston when it's completed in 2019. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.
For more on GE's transition, check out Bostonomics on WBUR.org, WBUR's new home for stories at the intersection of brains and business.